Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Is the Mic Still On? If you haven't heard already, the crew loves to discuss double standards. This conversation started from Mike talking about his vinyl, and then Sophie's shoes, and video games, and then who pays for what, and you know what? Just enjoy the show.
My last girlfriend had half the, well, not maybe not half, but she had a lot of records.
What's a lot of records to you?
A couple hundred.
Oh, Jesus.
And then I would pull them off and I'd be like, what the fuck did you do to this? It looks like a dog pissed on it and then tried to bury it. Like, how does this happen? Mm. So I would tell her she's not allowed to go in my room and play my records because I'd be afraid she's going to do the same shit to mine.
Of course.
Like, I bought this little, it's like a magazine holder. Mm-hmm. So when you're listening to a record, you don't have to take the record out, put it on the turntable, and then put the shelf back on, or put the sleeve mm-hmm. back on the shelf. Mm-hmm. I have a magazine holder. You can just put the sleeve in that mm-hmm. while you're listening to it. That way it doesn't get damaged. Mm-hmm. It's not on the ground. Mm-hmm. And when I saw that she didn't have anything like that, I was just like, so you just put your sleeves on the fucking ground? Like, what kind of shit is that?
So once you peeped her etiquette, you was like, oh.
I peeped her etiquette. Wait. When I walked in, her shit wasn't in sleeves. Oh. She had no plastic sleeves on her records. I was like, okay, well, I understand everything I need to understand.
So question. So when y'all break up, how'd that go? Like, she goes in and individually picks out her ones.
That's what I'm saying. She never combined her shit because I was like, fuck no.
Oh.
Even if her shit was in immaculate condition, I don't want your records with mine. Like, what is that?
So would you date women that had Spotify?
My current girlfriend doesn't have records.
No, like, you don't understand. Like,
I'm just
Mike's addiction to, well, not addiction, but your musical collection is immense. Like, it is something that is big for Mike.
How many records let me, do you have?
Oh,
I have no idea.
Like a thousand?
Thousands.
Thousands?
Yeah. Thousands.
Like 3,000.
I don't know if it's 3,000, but I have a lot.
Thousands.
And they all, they're more than one song on them, right?
Of course. There's more than one song on them.
What I mean, sometimes it's just singles.
She doesn't know what.
Oh, that's sometimes. A 12-inch. I get what you're saying. No. These are albums, like full albums. I don't really buy 12-inches. I'll buy like EPs that might be on 12, but I don't buy like singles.
So, Mike, let's take the initial scenario a little bit further. So let's say, you know, you start dating this girl. She has like half of your collection. You mm-hmm. share the room. Mm-hmm. You guys going to go tie the knot. Mm. Do you combine albums?
No.
So at the end of the day, you're never going to combine albums.
Why would I do that?
Because
I don't understand. See, that was the argument that she had. She was just mm-hmm. like, "Well, I feel like you're not taking
this
seriously."
It's his collection.
Thank you.
What
the fuck?
Yeah,
why do I need to combine my music collection?
I'm not saying that you need to,
but what is the desire to?
It just makes a bigger library.
Right? Yeah. Like,
for who?
But everyone.
But it's his collection.
If y'all already like the same type of music, I don't see the problem.
Even if we like the same type of music, why do I like? Okay, my friend Kathy, she's a big music nerd, and I remember this is years and years ago. I remember her posting this thing on, I think it might have been Facebook. She was like, "Oh, we finally got to that point where we combined music collections." It was her and her husband, and I thought, "Like, that's cute."
Yeah.
And I remember I said something to her, and I was like, "There's no fucking way I would ever do that." But I think it's cute that y'all did it. Right, I don't expect everybody to have my mentality, because I know it's not normal, and it's not your average type of mentality, but at the same time, it's just like...
Nah, man, it's some things that are dear to you. Like, I mean, like, I remember when I collected baseball cards and football, mm-hmm. basketball, like, even if she was a collector as well, like, you have your collection and I have my collection.
Right.
We talk about our collections and when I got this or mm-hmm. what store I got it from. Mm-hmm. I found it here at Walmart on a random day. Like, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I get it, man. Like,
it's like shoes. Like, what if your girl collects shoes?
Yeah, like, what?
Does she want you putting your sneakers in her shoe room?
I don't even like my
and y'all not gonna
my house
like
shoes.
Have shoes.
I don't even like her to wear my house shoes. So, like, why you got my house shoes on?
Exactly. With your crusty heels.
I can see that.
What's that?
You can see what? Shoe
I
stuff?
Can see
when
that.
It comes to
shoes.
That's why I asked you what share. Do you collect? Do you collect shoes?
Or? I don't, but I could see having a shoe room and like why.
Yeah.
Why is your man's shoes
I bet this
in
is semantics. How many pairs of shoes do you have? If you had to make a guess. Just guess.
I don't know, like 40?
Okay, God, then you collect shoes.
No, because think about it.
A lot.
You gotta think about it. Maybe 20 pairs of heels.
Average.
Sophie, now think about this. You just said, how many records do you have? A couple thousand? Damn, that's a lot. To me, that's not a lot. Just like to you, 40 shoes or 40 pairs of shoes isn't a lot. But to me, 40 pairs of shoes is a fuckload.
But not like, because it's like, not every pair
situation,
of shoes.
Situation
no,
shoes.
No. Like, I'm talking like bullshit flip-flops and shit from like Ross. You know, not like stuff that you actually, that I spend time collecting.
But you have 40 pairs of shoes.
It was a guess. Maybe it's like 30.
Maybe it's like 50.
It doesn't matter.
I know how women are. Right. I'm old. I know how y'all do. Y'all say
but
it's 30,
but you understand the difference,
really 65.
Ralph. Like, okay, for example, I feel like there's a difference if you collect 40 pairs of Jordans versus, I need these flip-flops. $5
for y'all.
No, it's not. And here's the thing.
When
we're talking about shoes and your shoe collection and how many shoes you own, we're not talking about, like, the stuff that you go put on to throw away your trash, right?
That's just
we're talking about shoes that you make a concerted effort to go
I
put
saw this on. Like this.
Maybe, like... Shit, I don't know, 12?
Okay, so you're lying. So she would have probably
30.
She's
a college student.
She's
not just going She doesn't have the budget to go out and buy shoes.
I look at Sophie, and I don't think that she has 12 pairs of good shoes, but then like 30 pairs of just whatever shoes.
I think she's...
Because what was your original number? Your original number was like 40.
Yeah, but that's...
So you got like 20-something pairs of just bullshit shoes.
I get what she's saying,
though.
I don't believe that.
Slick.
Okay.
I don't think, because she don't come off as like a shoe girl.
Yeah,
she might not be a shoe girl, because a shoe girl has a room with like 100 pairs of shoes. Right, but every woman has a gang of shoes.
But again, Sophie is in college.
Yeah. So what?
Yeah, that really don't mean different. Shit, right?
Yeah.
That really don't mean
shit. I don't understand what that means. Like,
yeah, that means nothing.
That means
no, there are some people in that age demographic that have crazy amount of shoes.
Yeah.
But the majority, the overwhelming majority, just does not.
Oh, yeah. Women?
But those college
at that
girls
age.
Y'all are bugging.
At that age?
Every
you talking about like
19 to 22?
Yes, they have a couple.
Yeah.
Y'all crazy. I don't know what girls y'all been fucking with, but every girl has a gang of shoes. And they always think, this isn't that many. What you mean it's not that many?
I know what you're saying.
You have a closet full of shoes. One pair of shoes?
No, I have a lot of shoes. And for a guy, I have a lot of shoes.
Well, how many shoes do you have?
I might have maybe 10 pairs of shoes. For a guy, that's
all together, including bullshit, taking out the trash shoes to nice shoes.
I don't have taking out the trash shoes.
Yeah.
What you? Talking
I don't
about?
Think Mike would buy.
I don't buy bullshit shoes.
Yeah, he would just buy what he wants.
Right.
Yeah.
If I gotta take out the trash, I mean, what's gonna happen to these shoes when we take out? I don't understand that.
Only shoes I buy that's specific is maybe like basketball shoes. Like some basketball shoes I would never wear just out in public. I just wear them for the court. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So yeah, I get what he's like. Yeah, it's always gonna have a purpose, like a real purpose.
So Mike, is what you're saying, like, for example, let's just say, hypothetically speaking, a woman has, like, I don't know, 40 pairs of shoes, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the guy that she's dating, I guess they're getting serious.
Mm-hmm.
You're talking about, for example, like, a lot of girls that I know organize their shoes by color or whatever. So, mm-hmm. like, say she has, like, her, like, blue heels and then her pink heels.
Sure.
If he comes in and is like, hey, can I put my blue foams next to your blue heels? Like, is that what you're talking about? Like,
yeah, would y'all be cool with that?
Nah.
I feel like that way of organization would be really weird, because then it's like, well, why is your sporty shit next to my dressy shit?
So you're mm-hmm. in the same ballpark that I'm in. Mm-hmm. You're just thinking about it differently.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure.
You may not call it collecting. I would call it hoarding. It's the same shit.
Jesus
y'all got
Christ.
Y'all got 20 pairs of shoes, and when you ask, well, why do you have 20? Well, I need some for different occasions. Okay, so when someone says, why do you have 2,000 records? Well, I need different records mm-hmm. for different moods. I don't have 2,000 hip-hop records. That would be weird.
Or you're just a fan of the artist.
That's not like, weird either, really, but
yeah.
I'm just saying, like, y'all just think about it differently.
Oh.
Because, like, my last girl, she would complain, like, hey, you're buying records. You got all these records. Yeah, but open your fucking closet. Why do you have 13 sundresses?
But you
I want to be different.
I'm about to take the conversation like a different direction. You know what I hate? Like, because most women, right, all of the like older women that I've dated in my life, crazy dresses, crazy shoes.
Mm-hmm.
Then they have the audacity to say, I don't have nothing to wear. I'd be like, bruh.
Okay, what's your point?
You got 100
See?
Shoes.
Mm-hmm. See, listen,
you got 100 shoes.
Thank
I ain't
you.
Got nothing to wear. You
I
got
don't like
30
all these.
Dresses.
Get the fuck out.
Then why you buy?
Come on.
Because
man.
What if she already wore it 20 times and she's
then wear 25 more into them shoes
and then go sell that joint to play those cards and get
Thank
some
you.
Money back.
Thank you.
Don't tell me that you ain't
give
got
you
nothing
15
to wear.
Cents for everything.
I'm just saying.
It don't matter. You got something back and you got some use out of it, right?
Right. When just kill me with that shit. They be the first one to criticize you. Why you got so many pairs of sneakers?
Oh, my God.
You got some mother.
I don't give a shit about that. I don't give
you
a shit about that.
I'm not saying you.
Yeah, just
but
in general.
Will
well,
do that.
Yes,
I mean, I feel like a lot of guys be having sneakers, but their whole priorities be, like, out of line. So that's really the issue.
What do you mean?
My sister would feel the same way when her husband played video games. It's not the fact that she gives a shit about you playing video games. It's that we're trying to work together because we both have kids and you downstairs in the man cave playing video games and the dishes aren't washed type shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So that's really what that is.
That's a priorities, responsibilities type.
Exactly. Right.
That's
so not really in my opinion, I don't really think like, oh, I don't think women in general like are like, oh, why do you have so many fucking sneakers? I don't give a shit about that. It's more like, you know. Okay. So it's, yeah, it's just like, you know, you got all these sneakers, but I mean, the first is tomorrow,
yeah,
and what's that about?
Hey, look, man, as long as my bills paid and you got some food, we got a roof over our head.
Good food, too, not some ramen noodles.
Yeah, of course. Of
you
course.
Can eat some ramen noodles.
We can.
Occasionally.
You know, for like, you know, the last week of the month.
Like, by choice, not like. You know.
The last week of the month. But at the end of the day, if all of, like, if everything that we got to take care of is taken care of, don't worry about my shoes.
That's what, bro, that's what
yeah,
I say.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't worry about that shit either. But I think, I don't know, maybe for the girls that you date who aren't into records, they feel that way because it's like, why, you could just listen to this fucking shit on Spotify.
And that's just that gets on my nerves. It's like, okay, one, it's like, why the fuck do you care what I'm spending my money on? That's the first issue. Mm-hmm. The second issue is you have vices just like I do. Mm-hmm. So if I walk in your house and you have four closets and every fucking closet, like he said, is
something
full
different.
Of clothes. How the fuck can you come to my house and open your mouth about my one room full of art? That makes no sense.
Question.
Why do you have to buy so many records? I don't have to do shit, but why do you have to always be saying something? That, you know what I'm saying?
Women be talking.
Women be talking.
Hey, Mike.
They just don't see the need for it, and that's why they feel the need to say something.
Well, I don't feel the need for you to open your fucking mouth about what I'm spending my money on.
Well, then
I just paid.
Them.
I just paid for your dinner. Mm-hmm. And then you want to come on my way and spend so much money on records. Didn't I just pay for your dinner? I drove too. That's I asked you for gas money.
Mm-hmm.
Did I?
Mm-hmm.
So did why I? Are you talking? Mm-hmm.
Did I?
I can see if we lived together and I was always late on bills. I've never been that guy that pays rent late. My rent is always on time.
Mercy.
Now if my bills are always paid, just like he said, why can't I? Here's the thing. The only money I spend on records is what I get from my YouTube channel and what I get from this YouTube channel. I very rarely go over that, and there, ever. But if it's not even coming out of my paycheck, so why is it an issue? Because you have so many. So what?
So I'll get a bigger room.
Right.
Because I'll pay for mine.
Well, if we ever move in together, then you got to have a whole room to your record. So
yeah, I would honestly feel the same way if somebody talked to me about that with makeup. But no guy that I've ever really dated has complained about how much makeup I have.
Why would they? Because we don't care about
makeup. Exactly.
Right. Y'all do. Right.
But you know what, though? If y'all knew how expensive certain things were and the probably most things are the same shade, just
but
repeated
if that's your
in different
aim,
packaging.
That's your, that's your thing. Exactly. That's your thing.
I know.
And 9 out of 10 things that women do are expensive.
Right.
Exactly.
Y'all, first and foremost, y'all have expensive taste.
Right.
Second of all, the stuff
that's not just my problem.
No. Nah, B.
No, that's a woman thing.
Okay. Yeah, yes, that's a woman thing. The next thing is that.
Ain't it weird, though? I'm sorry.
Yeah, no,
wait a minute.
Here we go.
I'm sorry. Like, how do y'all always pick the most expensive food? Most expensive like things to do.
You want
to
know something? Food is different.
Food is different. That might be a your thing because typically the chicks I date, they're just like, oh, well, whatever.
It's like
I'm super whatever.
She don't even
about
try
it too.
To. It just she gravitates just towards the most expensive shit.
Like,
you talking about your daughter or your wife?
Every woman in my life. Every woman in my life.
Broad is stress.
Yo.
Wait, so you end up going there every time? Wait, why don't you plan the date then? The fuck?
He what can,
you,
but they'll still find him spend the exactly.
Right.
On the menu.
Right. It doesn't matter. We can go to a buffet and somehow you'll find a way to spend more than the buffet costs.
Okay, here's my question.
Damn.
How married life goes.
Broad is stress.
Do y'all ever trade off of who buys dinner?
Shit.
I mean,
not in the contract.
It's just...
What?
Wow.
Well, no, no, no.
Wow.
No.
That's some...
No, okay. No.
That's some sexist shit.
No, no. I mean, it doesn't matter.
That is.
For the most part, I'll do it. But, okay. You know, it's just whatever. How are we feeling? You know what
right,
I mean? It's
right.
Not a... It's not. It's almost like who pulls the card out first, and I'm normally the one who pulls my card out first.
Mercy.
But I'm saying, like, but like, yeah. And then we have a joint account as well. So that's a new thing.
I don't think I would do that either.
That's really? A new thing.
Mm-mm. It worked for my parents.
No, so yeah, we do. We have our own accounts, separate. And yeah, I have a joint account as well.
Oh, I see.
And I just opened up an account for my daughter too, so she be paying for her own stuff.
I see.
Not paying for her own stuff. But I put money in her account.
Yeah. So she know how to work.
Yeah.
Great dad.
I try. So yeah,
that's how my mom did when I was younger.
Okay, cool.
Even though there's only $20 in there, I knew what money meant.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So you'll be, you know, conscious of what you're spending. So,
but the background of my question. Me and my any girl I've dated, and I've dated a lot of I know this is gonna sound weird, but I've dated a lot of feminists.
Okay.
And a lot of them don't like you to pay for dinner all the time. Like that whole always the guy always buys. A lot of my girlfriends, they didn't play that shit. So we would trade off. Absolutely. We would trade off, like, okay, it's my turn to buy, it's your turn to buy, it's my turn to buy, it's your turn to buy.
Yeah.
Now the That's thing cute. Is huh?
That's cute.
It's that's not real cute. That's what you should do because this whole thing of the men always buying and you're calling yourself a feminist. How the fuck does that even make any sense? Oh, you can't buy. How does that make sense? Why should the man always pay for the food?
This is a conversation.
Yeah. I said that expectation earlier.
Hold on. Time out. Let me go back.
So, you probably need to come closer.
So for you, is
you got to address who you're talking to. The people don't know.
He said Sophie.
I know it's. Oh,
yo, he said it.
No,
yeah.
No, I'm talking to Mike.
Okay.
Oh, you talking to?
Well,
okay. No, who are you talking to?
I just want a little bit of clarity.
Sure.
So you said that
Mike, he's talking.
If you're calling yourself a feminist, then you shouldn't operate under the idea
this patriarchal idea that a man
should
pay.
Always pay for. The woman's food.
Let me clear this up before I get in trouble. If you are a feminist, you can believe whatever the fuck you want. You can do whatever the fuck you want. I'm just saying, as a man, I don't understand you thinking that a man should always pay for your food. That doesn't make any sense to me. Why is that? Why should the man always pay for your food? I like when I go out with my girl and she's like, no, I got this one. You pay for the last one. Mm-hmm. Oh, I bet. Mm-hmm. Next time we go out, no, babe, you pay for the last one. I got this one.
Yep.
I think it's
an appreciation thing. And I said that expectation early whenever I date. Because it's my thing. It's like this. This is how I feel. If we're dating, that means it's two people dating.
Yeah. Wow. Just disrespect. Jay, get him. Jay, get him.
Welcome to my world.
He can't even turn it off.
Yo, I can't.
It's all loud, too.
No, it was my tile on my key.
Oh, that's that shit you were talking about last time.
True.
Man. See?
See, all that techie bullshit. See what happens? See?
Whatever.
My phone don't do that.
Your phone do a lot of things.
But look, I said that expectation early because if it's two people dating, I feel that sometimes you should, if you want to do something, then let's do it and go ahead. You got it. And then if I want to do something, I got it. And then sometimes, you know, you may want to do something. And I say, I see you low on gas. Here, take this 20, put the gas. Yeah. You got the food. Like, to me, it's a partnership.
Yeah.
And I'm not always going to be paying for every single thing.
Show
you got to be paying for some things, too. You work, right? Like, this is damn 30s and 20s and all of that.
Exactly.
Where I'm the only one working, the only breadwinner in the house.
Right.
You make a decent wage. You can spend and splurge on me as well the same way I do on you.
So that's what it is. So if she's a working woman, she should pay
of
sometimes.
Course. Yeah. Because I just think it's just being human. Yes. Huh?
Mm-hmm. Should pay.
Yeah, she should pay sometimes.
That's what I'm asking. Yeah. That's what it sounds like.
She should pay sometimes.
Now I'm not saying drama free today. He said, I'm just asking. I'm not saying that.
Yeah, I'm not. I'm just because Ken looking at me like should. And I'm like, no, I said should for him. Yeah,
exactly. No. I know what he's doing.
Yeah,
no, I'm not married, like, so I can say that shit.
Yeah, but, I mean, because for the most part, I like covering the bill. You know what I'm saying? For the most part, that's just me. You know, I just like being a supporter. Like, you know, I like.
Yeah, I'm not.
I feel like I'm holding it down. Like, you know, but if you want to pay for it, that's cool.
Right, I'm not gonna push your card away.
No, of course. But holding it down is so much deeper than just the dating aspect. You know what I'm saying? Like paying for meals and stuff like that. You know, because those are fun things that we both enjoy. So to me, that's something that we could both take the financial responsibility.
So you mean if she wants to go to like a play or some shit, you don't think she should expect you to pay for the tickets.
Yeah, like if it's something that is in her head that she wants to do,
yeah.
I'm just saying take the initiative and just do it, and I'll show up. Because sometimes there's certain things that I want to do that I'm like, you know, I know she's going to be on the fence, whatever. I'm going to just do it,
yeah.
And then we just going to go. And yeah. if she's going to like it or she not, you yeah. know, because that's the date I had in mind. So if you have a date in mind, go ahead and take care of that.
I don't do that.
So y'all don't never better. Feel like emasculated when somebody's like when a woman just like covers your bill
no.
and stuff like that.
Fuck no.
Really?
Fuck no.
It doesn't feel weird. Like I don't know. Sometimes I feel good.
I'll tell you when it felt.
It make you feel good.
Hell yeah.
Like my woman holding me down.
Yeah. My girl got my back. She's taking me out for a date every once in a while.
Hell
yeah. Okay.
But how's it your? Go ahead.
I just want to hear Sophie's take. But
yeah, go ahead. No, you go.
No, go. What you were gonna say?
I really forgot. That's
all. Of course you did.
Fuck me up.
I'm sorry. Wait. So, do you consider yourself a feminist?
You know.
Don't try to backpedal now. Do you consider yourself like just yes or no?
Yes, you do. Come on.
I agree with feminist views. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Now, why do you disagree with a woman paying for a man's meal?
I don't.
You've been making faces this whole time. For those of y'all that can't see, Sophie been giving the fucking Shaq face this whole time.
So this is the thing. I don't necessarily, like, I know that different things work for different people, right?
Sure.
So, for example, some people date for the purpose of marriage. Some people date just because, yeah. blah, 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 blah. Now, with me and the people that I have dated, like, I would say seriously dated, it's to the point where whenever we go out, he always has it. And it's kind of like just an understood, like, you got it. Even to the point where if I try to pay for something, he gives me that look like, what are you fucking doing type shit. And I just be like, all right, whatever. But to me, I don't know. Like, to me, that's what works for me. I'm not saying that women should be out here never pay. I wholeheartedly agree that, especially in the first stages of dating people, if you have a suggestion that there's something that you want to do, make that shit happen. Put some money down. Pay for it. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But I kind of feel like when you kind of step closer into that realm of, like, relationship, you know, with that person, and they kind of figure you out, like, obviously, like, in the first stages of dating and stuff like that, you're going to figure out whether you need to be with somebody or not, if you can quote unquote afford to be with that person. You know what I'm saying? Because some people get mad when they say that, because it's like, I think it's just like, I think it's honestly a preference. Like, sometimes you want to be with somebody who really got you. Like, some women, you know what I'm saying? They want to be taken care of, you know, just like that. And some men are willing to take care of women like that.
So
and some guys want it to be
of?
More. What'd you say, babe?
So the guy can't want to be taken care of every once in a while?
I'm not saying that. I'm not saying
like a sucker.
No, I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is, I think that sometimes.
Hey, I'm with you, kid.
No.
I think that,
like, just speaking financially, there's way more that women can bring to the table beyond that. So, in terms of, like, just sitting pretty and, like, yeah, he pays for everything.
Right.
I don't really listen to him, but whatever. You know what I'm saying? Just being there to accept gifts and stuff like that.
Right.
I understand that's something that you have to, like, as a woman, do more. You know what I'm saying? If you're not doing something financially, you have to be, you know what I'm saying, like, mentally, like, you know, making
bring
up another aspect. Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's what works for me. That's why I'm making those faces, because I'm like, well, couldn't be me. But you know what I'm saying? Like,
so you wouldn't ever want to pay for your man's food.
I'm not saying that.
I'm asking. I know. I'm not accusing you.
Yeah, no. I would. But in terms of, like, just regular, like, going out and stuff like that, I just...
Y'all seen that commercial with the people around the table and the alligator sitting there and the check comes? Uh-huh. Like, oh, I got it. That's Sophie. That's Sophie right there with you. I get it.
All right, so what if it's like something that you want to personally do? Like, you like, oh, we should go here, babe.
Depends
on who it is.
So if it's something
it's a
that you should. So even if it's just somebody like you, you're not serious with, you still expect them to pay for it if
it's your idea.
No, if it's somebody that I'm not serious with, then and I want to do something with you.
Go Dutch.
First of all, that's something that's unlikely as fuck. Anyways, I'm serious. That's just kind of how I am. Like, I already don't really like dating people in general. So if I want to do something with you, and on top of that, I don't know you like that, I will put some money down to go do whatever it is that I want to do with you. However, if you step to me first, like, hey, we should go here, we should go there, bet, you got it.
Yeah, yeah.
And you know that. So
yeah, I agree.
So when we talking about go here, go there, like we're like Rod, are you saying like locally, or are we talking like trips? Like what are we talking about?
Shit, everything.
Just, we are all broke. Yeah. We're talking local.
I've
been hanging out with.
Well,
I don't think anybody here is cutting to Puerto Rico right quick for the weekend.
Like, babe, I want to go to Cabo.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I got it.
Okay. All right.
I got it.
I'm about to get a hotel.
But I do know dudes.
No, there are some dudes. There's dudes that do it, but like you want to go here this weekend.
Not in this circle.
Oh well, I mean,
I can't speak for Jay. I don't know what kind of money he making, but the dudes at this table not doing that.
Yeah.
Well, see, I kind of did that. That's the reason why I was asking.
You're getting married.
He got money.
It was for her birthday. You know what I'm
saying?
That's a different thing.
That's sweet.
You posed it like, oh, we're bored this weekend.
No. Okay, wait. I got a question.
Right. For her birthday.
That's
a San Juan. Right. We ain't been to San Juan in a minute.
Let's go. I'm about to go to Southwest right now.
Like, what you doing Saturday?
Right.
Oh, you thought nothing. You thought nothing.
Check your email. Get your ticket right. Check your
right
email. Click your email.
That's the kind of man I am.
Look at your itinerary and what we gonna do when we touch down.
That's what you all. That's what y'all be fucking. That's what you all
know. I'm not gonna lie.
Let me find out. Let me find out.
I didn't even know.
Hey, I'll take a ticket, dog. You going by the homeboy? You going by the homeboy?
Hey, the way my commission structure set up.
Shit, I like the beach and the sand and the ocean.
Right.
Shit.
Yo, Ralph, you been to Puerto Rico?
Look at something.
No, I'm just saying. Because the Hilton and Ponce is going to fuck. I'm just saying.
She's switching in that chair.
It's really nice.
Yeah, no, I've never been.
So y'all don't believe in the, or let me ask this, you guys believe in the idea of the man of the house?
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
No.
I do.
I don't.
Yeah.
I think there's certain things in the household that I need to take care of.
I kind of do.
Versus what my wife takes care of.
So there's
certain things that I feel that a man takes care of in the household versus what the woman takes care of.
Like killing roaches. What are those things?
For me growing up, what I always saw... And what I think is like I pretty much take care of
nasty as hell.
Nasty as hell.
Damn.
I'm sorry.
Oh
man.
This is a Sonic show. Come on now.
It is, bro. Yeah.
You need to spit that shit out. You need a spit bucket.
Got allergies.
Bro, I need a spit bucket.
I don't have allergies.
God damn.
Jesus Christ.
But for me, like I take care of like the cars, everything on the outside of the house, trash, stuff like that. Right. And for the most part, like my wife takes care of the inside of the house. You know what I'm saying? And obviously, certain things correlate. Like, I'll do some laundry. I'll wash and fold my own clothes and hers if need be. But for the most part, I'm you know, that's something that she does. So that's just the way I kind of.
I'm trying to remember if you left me high and dry when we had that J. Cole conversation. I'm trying to remember.
What was your stance?
When I was saying that I fold laundry and everybody was getting on me, I was trying to remember if you were on my side. I can't remember.
I was on your side. I fold laundry. Yeah.
Okay.
So, because you said you know how to fold thongs, right?
And panties.
I love them. Why is that not manly? I fold the fuck out of thong and just reminisce about the last time you wore it.
Shit. You be smelling them things, don't you?
I don't smell thongs, no.
But it ain't clean,
I don't
though.
Smell people. Why would I want to smell the underwear if I know it smells like laundry detergent?
Yeah.
She's that makes sense.
Oh, my God.
God. You know what?
Oh, my God. We don't want to know about your personal life, bro.
Why do that to me? Why do that to me?
I'm not no panty sniffer. That shit is weird.
Okay, that's cool.
Anyways, a man of the house.
Oh, he's like, that's cool. We all got our own thing.
I'm still sniffing. You know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna tell y'all no more about it.
Keep my whole bra and shit like.
That's my baby.
My baby. Pizza cream.
That's my baby.
Hell no. Damn.
Y'all motherfuckers crazy.
You once said it.
Oh, shit.
I believe in the man of the house, like, and this is definitely a patriarchal view, but I still have it. I believe that if y'all are in the house and you hear a bang downstairs,
oh, yeah.
I'm not gonna look at my girl and be like, so you gonna
right.
see what
it is? Right, exactly. Like,
you gonna go see what it is? No, I'm gonna get up and be like, look, I'm gonna go see what the fuck that is.
I'm gonna push you out to make sure you.
You ain't gonna have to. I'm gonna be the first one up.
You're not gonna have to.
Because I'm gonna hear it before she is. I'm gonna be the first one up and be like, let me go see what the fuck is going on downstairs.
Right.
Outside of that, like, yo, I'll wash dishes. I'll make the dinner. Yeah, mainly because it's been a long time since I dated a girl that could cook.
Really?
Oh, that's a requirement for me.
Really? Yeah.
What? Wait, how do you agree with that? I don't understand. What? How are you a feminist and you agree with that's a requirement for a woman to know how to cook?
Oh, I didn't say that.
That's exactly what...
Tell us what you said. Well, tell us what you mean then.
What I meant was, like, in terms of, like, cooking, I was, like, really, like, you haven't dated a woman who didn't know how to cook.
No, but he said that's a requirement. You said, yeah.
Oh, I meant, yeah, like, I can cook, so I just don't... I can't relate to women who can't.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, it's a good...
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, no, here's the thing.
Y'all don't be seeing me on Instagram? I be chefing it up. Oh. The fuck?
See, like... Wait, can we just address what just...
I know what
you
happened.
Felt that?
Yeah.
Okay, okay.
Yeah.
We can move along.
Oh, he was talking about something else.
Oh, yeah, I miss a girl that can cook, bro. Oh, man.
Mm. Yeah, like, I don't know, man. That's a requirement. Because I grew up with that in the household. So for me, like, the person that I'm going to marry, she got to be able to cook. And if you can't, like, cook, then that's just one of those things that I'm just like, look, you're going to either have to learn. Like I can't date
that's
somebody.
Like a deal breaker for me.
Yes, it's a deal breaker. Like, here's the thing. You can be able to, like, you don't have to be a gourmet chef.
Yeah.
But I have to be able to eat your food.
Yeah,
because eventually you're going to get better over time, right? You're just going to cook more. So I'm cool with that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But if you can't, like, I can't eat your food. Like, I got to buy food all the day. Oh, hell.
Can you cook?
No. Hell yeah, I could cook.
Let me ask you this. What if she, like, tries to cook, but she just can't? Like, you don't give her
that? No. Right. Then look, baby, look. Come.
You got a sympathy eat it just for the one time.
Well, yeah, for the one time.
For the one. Literally the one.
Yeah. The one time. And then be like,
disagree.
Let me show you something.
You don't believe in sympathy eating the first meal?
No, I can't.
Not even a nibble?
I'll taste it, but I won't eat it. No, I ain't going to finish the plate.
No. You got to, you know, push it around a little.
If I throw some Lowry's on that shit and make it edible, cool. But even after some Lowry's, if it's still nasty.
That's what I'm saying.
Then that's a problem.
That's what I'm saying.
But I'm not going to be like, oh, I'm not going to date you no more.
So, Ralph, right? Define cooking. Because some people will say, I can cook. And
straight
make
out the box.
Chicken Alfredo.
Exactly.
Or like.
Ooh, I got a good one.
You got a story, Mike? Story time,
like,
Mike?
Like boxed hamburger helper.
Yeah, no.
Spaghetti.
That's not cooking.
Fuck out of here.
That's following instructions.
Ooh.
You know 100. What I'm saying?
You got to be able to wing shit.
Yes. You got to be like, you got to be able to like put something together and then be like, it's missing this. Let me go put
hell
a dab
yeah.
of that. Let me put some of this.
But
that's cooking.
But what does it matter if it still came out good, though?
Right. But okay, because. I'm not trying to eat out of a box for my entire life.
Yeah, that shit is nasty.
But chicken Alfredo ain't out the box, though.
I mean, but the thing is, nobody's actually making homemade Alfredo. Like,
Alfredo sauce? Like, who makes Alfredo?
No, I know you can, but most people are going to get that store-bought shit and they just...
What's wrong with that?
There's nothing
wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that, especially if you doctor it up.
Yeah, exactly.
You can't just eat that thing just how it came from Ragu. Yeah. Nah, I gotta put some salt, a little bit of pepper, I gotta put some garlic in this thing.
You gotta put some actual fresh tomatoes in that.
I'm okay with that.
Basil.
But exactly, some basil, some fresh...
I'll give y'all the hamburger helper thing, but like, chicken Alfredo, like that's...
I'll put it to you like this. Prime example.
Sorry, this is whack.
We ain't eating no mashed potato made out of no box.
Okay.
I'm not doing nothing.
Okay, let me ask you a question.
You got me
let me ask
up.
You a question. Yeah, this is really this
I'm
is
passionate
some whack
about this.
Shit.
I'm sorry.
So you plan on having children, correct?
Of course.
Okay, you know 9 times out of 10, the woman is taking care of the children. So you still expect her to work, take care of the children, and be making you some homemade fucking...
Mike. No. I am not bugging.
Yeah, clarify that shit.
I am not bugging. Because here's the thing, right? Like, I would prefer for my wife to cook at least 3 times a week.
Okay. Jesus sometimes it's not right.
That's a lot.
Fuck.
That's a lot.
Oh, I get
slick. Yes. Slick.
Three times a week is a lot.
That's not enough.
How much does she make?
Mo, hook it up.
Bro,
what y'all doing the fourth?
My mom barely cooks like once.
Oh,
twice a week.
Your dad cooks?
No.
Who cooks?
So y'all eat out?
No.
Well, what are y'all doing?
Y'all just don't eat.
We just don't eat. What are y'all doing?
She makes a lot of food.
Like, she wants a lot of
food? Oh, leftovers.
Yeah, she makes a lot of food.
So it's like, leftover for that week, pretty
dead
much.
Ass.
Oh, okay.
But they be good every time, so it doesn't matter.
Now, see, okay, so me growing up, my mom used to cook 5 to 7 days out the week.
You got me.
Almost every day.
Did she have a job?
Yeah. Eventually, but for a long time she was a stay-at-home mom.
Okay, that's different.
All right,
no. And that's why I'm not expecting for my wife to cook every day of the week. I understand that.
Okay.
And when we do have children, you know what I'm saying? The days that she's like, I see it on her face. She don't even need to tell me nothing. I'll go ahead and cook because I can cook.
But you realize that's going to be a lot of days when you have
kids. And I'm fine with that because the other days that she don't cook, I'll cook. And if I don't cook, I'll buy something.
Okay.
So for me, it, again, it's part of the teamwork type of thing. Mm-hmm. Yes, that's her, like one of her things that I expect for her to do more so than me. But it doesn't mean I'm above helping you out and cooking and doing no, hell nah. Like you, we are a team. If you're down and you're tired, and I know you've been taking care of the kids and doing everything else, babe, the least I can do is take this one thing up off you.
I would rather cook myself.
So, question. So, okay, would you consider it cooking if, for example, she made like a main dish, but she didn't really know how to make? I don't know. Like, you know,
macaroni and cheese.
No, okay. Like, normally, I guess regular meals would consist of maybe, like, let's just say a meat, a vegetable, and, like, I don't know, some type of starch, right? Yeah. So let's just say, oh, she doesn't want to make rice tonight or some shit.
Mm-hmm.
Say,
rice.
Well, I mean,
okay. let her get it.
Shit to make. But anyways, like, so say she makes, I don't know, like curry goat or curry chicken, right? That's safer for the show. Anyways, let's say she makes curry chicken, right? And she goes out to like a Caribbean store to get like roti or something like that. And I don't know, maybe she makes beans or something like that. Is that still cooking to you, or does that not count because she got the extra thing from like a store?
She cooked enough, I guess, for
Look.
As long as it's something provided, basically.
look. We are at, you're going to cook something out of a box. There's something that's going to be part of the meal that's going to be out of the box. I'm okay with that. It's just, for me, certain things, I'm not going to obviously name them all, but the main thing, like, I'm not eating no mashed potatoes out no box. I'm not eating no potatoes out no box.
You know what blows me? Broccoli from a bag. I can't.
See, I can do frozen broccoli.
I can't do it. I can't.
I didn't even know people ate greens out of a can.
Bruh.
Yes, she
did. Green beans?
I did not know that.
That is, why is that weird?
Beans in a can?
You want frozen broccoli, but greens out of a can is weird?
Yeah, that's trash.
I think just because I see the process that my mom takes and then also how it tastes versus when she makes it versus what it tastes like out of a can. Like,
because I had to cut greens.
The same if I buy it fresh out the produce.
It does. To me, it does.
Because you haven't had good fresh broccoli cooked for you then.
I'll fuck it up.
Do you just boil broccoli?
Steam it.
So how does steamed fresh broccoli taste the same as some fucking steamed frozen broccoli?
It doesn't. The frozen one be crumbling and shit.
Yes, it falls apart.
You stick it at a fork and it just falls apart.
That's not good broccoli.
But I can't.
It tastes the same to me.
No, it doesn't.
Like, my taste buds tell me it's the same damn thing. So
okay, well, I'm going to make some side by side for you.
Okay.
I'm going to bring it to the next shoot.
We should do those type of videos.
Taste test?
I'm down with that.
Like, those type of videos, I think that'll be cool for us.
My broccoli is fire. I'm just saying. I make it at least once a week.
You with that, Mike?
I've been said that.
Okay, yeah.
That's like that, like those kind of like funny. I mean, they ain't got to go dead in hip hop or whatever. They can if y'all want to, but yeah, like just semi funny, like whatever.
I didn't know you was down for that. Yeah, me and Kim been talking about it.
As long as it's not a broccoli major part of the channel.
Yeah.
No, I get that.
Once a month.
But we just started a new channel. We just opened up the Is the Mic Still On. So we'll put it there.
I would have no problem. Why would I have a problem with that?
I didn't know. I didn't say you did. I just didn't know.
I don't give a fuck what y'all do with this Is the Mic Still On shit.
Wait, I got a question. Do y'all like vegetables in general? What's the consensus?
I love vegetables.
Okay.
Well, you know, he's a vegan, so he has to.
Well, I know vegans. I hate vegetables.
Really?
They just don't like eating animals. But because you can get a whole bunch of processed fake meat.
Beans.
Yeah, you can get fake nuggets.
Yeah.
You can get fake chicken nuggets.
It's awful for you because you still eat meat.
No. I've had a lot of veggie meat and stuff. But it's,
yeah, but I'm saying, like, for me, like when I still was like transitioning, when I
was
like a teenager,
holy for you.
I was like, ooh, this shit is nasty as fuck. But now that it's been 22 years, when I eat the shit that I didn't like back then, I'm like, oh, this shit, that's actually good. Your taste buds change.
Well, I guess so. It's just there's so much sodium in it and like stuff to keep it together. And
veganism isn't always about being healthy. That's people confused.
Like, no, I know that. My cousin gained mad weight being. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah bro.
If you fry everything, you're going to get fat regardless.
Yeah.
But. No, go ahead. I know you've been sitting on something.
But you had a story, though.
What the fuck?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you had a story.
Save your. Hold on.
I'm sexist.
Story time.
Oh, my God.
You are a little bit.
Please.
This is a real quick one. I was dating this girl, right? I was dating this girl, and she never cooked. Ever. And I didn't even question like if she could. We just went out a lot because it was towards the beginning of the dating, right? And she was from somewhere overseas, like Russia or Bulgaria or some weird shit like that. Like, no, it's just how it was. Romanian or something like that. Just something.
Hey, how's that offensive?
Oh, is that like
calling me exotic?
Oh, ahead. I didn't call her exotic. I know.
That's what I was saying to Ralph.
Go ahead. Yeah, I mean, but she's Romanian though. I mean,
that's kind of exotic for. I think it's offensive to call a black woman exotic because she's American, regardless. But, well, no, it's probably still offensive.
Okay, just finish
your story. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Anyway, see how Ken be doing? Anyway, she was from somewhere else. I can't remember where. And I remember she hit me up one day and was just like, so I found this recipe for seitan. And seitan is like fake meat. I found this recipe for seitan. And, you know, I'm
like
going to
Satan?
Like, S-E-I-T-A-N. You have. It's just they call it something else. It's they call it, it's like.
But if it says Satan, oh, I don't want to eat it.
It doesn't say S-A-T-A-N.
You're religious ass. I can't.
I know.
Why do y'all keep saying I'm super religious?
Because you are. You just like showed that.
Anybody no, can make a joke.
No, you serious, though. You partly serious. I'm not. I feel like if you went to the menu like, Satan, no. What you got that says, like, godly, some
y'all
god meat?
Y'all not about to make me. Can I get not about to make me those people. Y'all are not about to
you
do that.
You are those people,
y'all
Rod.
Are not
it's
about
okay.
to do that.
It's
you on the, you
okay.
on the you on the path. You on the path.
Up at 9 a.m. knocking on doors.
Yep. With some pamphlets and shit.
I'm not that guy.
Do you know about
the
Savior Jesus Christ?
Finish the story. The people are getting tired.
Yeah, anyways. So she hit me up. She was like, I got this recipe for seitan, and I'm about to go to the farmer's market. Do you need anything? I was like, oh, are you finna cook? She was like, yeah, I'm going to make you dinner tonight. I was like,
oh, cute.
What? Because I had cooked her food.
Did you give her money?
Why would I give her money?
Okay, keep going.
For the groceries.
No.
Taking care of stuff.
No. Cool. I wouldn't ask her for money if I said, I'm cooking for you tonight. No, that's some whack shit. So she's like, I'm going to go and I'm going to get all this food and I'm going to make you dinner tonight. I was like, this sounds dope. It's been a minute since I had a girl cook me food. I went over to this chick's house.
Oh, God.
She was in the kitchen, like cracking garlic, like fresh garlic and cutting it up. I'm like, about to eat.
Got me one.
She putting the garlic in the pan, doing the flip joint. You know what I mean? Like, she ain't got to use a spatula. She got the flip down pat. I was like, oh, this sounds dope.
Boy.
Why she get out a can of blacked beans, pour them in the pan with the garlic, and then just made some white rice and got a bowl out. And I was like, where the rest of it at?
What?
And she was like, this is it. And I was like, canned black beans and rice?
Did she even make it the Ralph way?
Huh?
Did she even make it the Ralph way?
What's the Ralph way of making
Cuban like, black beans?
Yeah, like
it was in a can. I don't give a fuck how you know it's in a can.
Was it at least Goya?
No.
Was it at least Goya?
No, the Goya beans are.
It'd be making a difference.
Yeah, because they're seasoned. Because they're seasoned, yes. Goya beans they were not Goya. They were like just some Kroger brand, whatever, black beans.
Cheap joints.
Yes.
Because you can get them cheap.
Yes. But now, you can get them cheap and you can hook them up.
Yeah,
because I'll buy some canned cheap black beans, but them shits are getting, by the time you eat them, you're going to think I sprouted them myself. Yeah. They're going to be good.
Yep.
I was like, oh my God. I came over there hungry and shit. Cause she acted like she was making a real meal.
Oh my God.
And I was like, where the fuck did the seitan go? All you got is a bowl with some plain white rice and some black. I was pissed.
So she couldn't find it? Like, what was the deal?
She gave the fuck up. Oh. She gave up. Oh, she looked at the recipe and was like, that's too much. I'm just going to make this.
Oh,
this was originally. Thank you.
For the effort.
I was like, that ain't cooking. That's not cooking. So to her, that was still a gourmet meal.
You know what's funny?
Oh, gourmet.
Gourmet, bruh.
I'm dead.
Gourmet.
Hey, see, Mike, you know what I did in that situation?
Walked out of the house.
Yep, never come back.
Nah, she was fine as hell. Though.
Yeah, you said Romanian, right?
What she was Romanian or Russian or some shit.
I made her one more time, but.
You made what?
I said I may have gave her the D one more time, but that it.
And you have broken up with her over that?
Eventually.
Why?
Because it's not a long-term thing for him, because that's one of his requirements.
Okay, so if y'all get along in every other aspect,
that's
what
his requirement.
That's crazy to me.
Everybody got their certain thing.
You didn't answer this.
Okay.
Was the white rice and black beans good?
I mean, it was edible. Because I like, you put garlic on anything,
it tastes better.
You know what I mean? I'll eat it because I love fresh garlic. Mm-hmm. But it wasn't like I was going home being like, yo, my baby cooked some dope shit tonight. It was like fucking canned black beans and white. I was mad as fuck.
Yeah.
I was mainly, if she had said, yo, you want to come over? I'm making beans and rice. I wouldn't have got my hopes up.
Yeah, of course.
But she hit me up on some, I got this recipe for this and that.
Yeah.
My expectations were high.
No vegetables?
So how long were you guys dating at this point?
Damn.
We were together maybe 8 months.
Yeah, she should still be trying to impress you, I feel like.
She did.
She thought she tried. Does. Hey, that's what I'm saying. She thought she was impressing me with some fucking
black beans. What did you cook for her? Because you said that you cooked for her.
Well, she wasn't vegan. She was just vegetarian. Uh-huh. So I would make. I don't even remember what I cooked all the time. I like to cook. Mm-hmm. Especially if I'm dating somebody, I like to cook.
I know, I see you in Kroger all the time.
Yeah, I'm always cooking, especially because most of the girls I date can't cook.
That's crazy.
You know what I mean? So, like, my current girlfriend, she can't cook for shit.
So, how would you feel if somebody made, like a nice, like, vegetable spread? Like, cooked vegetable spread?
I would be looking around like, what's... else is here.
Damn.
A vegetable spread? Like you a spread. You know, when you said spread, I'm thinking
oh my
spread,
God.
Like, that's what I'm thinking.
That's a thing.
No. Like
you mean like a big vegetable
like there's broccoli
plate.
And then there's like grilled zucchini and then there's like something else and then there's something else.
Hell yeah, she's getting dapped for that. Yeah. I'm like, good job.
That's it? My
God. What you mean?
That's well, so like what women out here really not know how to cook?
Yeah,
there's a lot of them that.
Man, well, like, I guess you know what?
Pretty crazy. What you mean?
I guess it's people in general.
No.
No. What no. Like people. Yeah, like people in general. Like some people really just don't know how to cook.
Yeah. Women don't know how to cook no more.
He's right because a lot of women don't think it's their job to know how to cook.
Yeah. Well, you know what?
They mama not raising them right.
They not.
That's fucked up.
I don't know. Like.
Yes, it's fucked up. I don't think I'm not gonna look at a woman and be like, if you can't cook, I'm not gonna date you.
That's him.
Right.
No, I know, but that's partly you too, because you want some. Oh, hey, my man, right?
My
mom. If she could go out and work for herself and could take care of herself, I don't give a fuck if she can't cook. I like to cook.
Nah.
All right. You know what? Look, wait, hold on.
He just nah.
My mom couldn't cook. I've said this before. My dad did all the cooking.
Same. Yep.
So it's not like I don't think that's entire because my grandmother could cook her fucking ass off. The fact that my mom couldn't cook was amazing. I was like, how did that even happen?
Right.
But my dad could cook his ass off. But at the same time, I've dated a lot of. I still have like that idea of like a woman cooking. Like I like that idea. Isn't a necessity or requirement? No, because my mom couldn't cook.
Okay.
You know, so, but, okay. See, mom, and I like to cook, so.
My mom didn't know how to cook when she first met my father. Like, my mom met my dad at 18 and had me at 20.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So she was extremely young.
Yeah.
Grandma put her foot in anything she cooked back in the day. But my mama couldn't cook. My dad literally, between my grandma and my dad, later on in life, my mom learned how to cook, and she was arguably one of the best cooks I ever had.
Yeah.
Until I went to Cuba and had like the real family cook me some shit, and I was like,
"What the fuck you been doing, mom?"
Yeah. That shit was on a whole different level. So for me, all I'm saying is, is that it has to be at least edible because I think that you can get better. But if you can't
if you can't make ice
nothing, then I can't date you. Like I can't date you long term. We can have fun. You need to make a concerted effort because that's a requirement.
All right, guys, this is our Pass the Mic segment. Wow, it's early.
All of the words.
All of the words. All of the words. Pass the mic. With Noah. Can I say your name? Yeah. Hey, Noah. Okay, so Noah.
Anonymous or real?
Huh?
Anonymous or real?
No, it's real.
Okay. Oh,
you know what?
Shit.
Oh, I'm going to just start lying to you. Because you just, you don't deserve it.
You don't see nothing wrong. You don't see that? That's weird, though.
No.
Okay, go ahead.
All right, okay. So basically, you good?
Yeah.
Okay, so he says that he's a 17-year-old white male from Idaho. Hey, Idaho. All right. I've been watching the channel for a few years now, and you guys really helped me understand more about racism and hip-hop and the overall black culture in general. So basically, he wants to know, I recently watched Dear White People, and it sparked a lot of ideas and questions.
Wait, you watched your what?
Dear White People.
Oh, that on Netflix.
The show or the movie?
Yeah, the show or the movie.
The show.
I haven't seen the show yet.
I haven't seen Netflix.
Yeah. Either one. And it sparked a lot of ideas and questions. I want to do whatever I can to respect black culture, but I also want to help out in some way. So basically he wants to know how a white person can help in the cause to try and stop racism.
Get your race. The best question y'all could find? How we answer that? What can you do to stop racism?
Just give suggestions, Jesus.
Oh, God. So he wants to be an ally for the cause.
How?
Act like you black.
You know what? Shut the hell up.
Wow.
Hit him with
first
Rachel.
Of all,
what's her name? Rachel.
Transracial.
Dalazon. Yes. Dalazon.
First of all, Noah, the first step. I'm going to go ahead and give you the first step.
So, hey, go ahead, Sophie.
Let's go.
Give him game.
Don't. About time. What you mean about time?
True that.
Ooh. Go ahead, man.
Ooh, do us.
But you, why you say that,
yeah,
Mike?
There's definitely a little bit of that.
Mike, anyways.
Mike throwing shade like I'm
a lie.
Y'all making me forget what I'm going to say.
You don't want that.
Nah, I'm listening.
All right. So basically, the first thing is you have to be open to actually listening to black people when they talk about their type of struggles. Mm-hmm. Not everything that you experience through your eyes you will understand as a struggle. And you have to kind of help me out here. God.
No, this is on you.
I'm trying to get game.
Well, you kind of have to, you can't just look at things and be like, oh, I don't know why you feel like that, and just kind of pass it off. You have to really understand where things come from and why that might be an issue, because you aren't experiencing it in that way. It doesn't mean that it's not an issue for others, basically. Mm-hmm. So that's what I would say, just to be more open in accepting what actually is a problem for minorities or black people or people of color, because there's a lot of things that white people don't experience that they don't understand why it's racist or why it's, you know, privilege, because they don't experience it.
That's step one.
Yeah.
So what's the other, how many other steps are there?
I don't know. I figured y'all would help out.
Oh, okay.
I don't
know. Okay. Trying to get a conversation going.
Yeah.
What other steps do you guys have?
You don't have to, also, you don't have to, like, become black or try to become black to feel like you have to be an ally for black people. It's actually more genuine when you are just white.
So what do you do, because this because like when we had the Rachel conversation, so what do you do if you do want to be quote unquote an activist but you're white, right? Like an activist, you're fighting for the cause. Like, what do you do if, you know, you have people that's so against you in your own community? Because obviously, if you're a white person and you're in a white community, or you have white family members or whatever, and they're totally against what you're trying to do,
yeah,
how do you stand up for a cause like that around your own people?
Well, for me, I guess it's not super similar, but I grew up like in a really religious household.
Mm-hmm.
And so I never really like going to church. I just never like sitting through sermons and stuff. Mm-hmm. And I just, it never really like resonated with me. But there was a lot of things in my church that, you know, condemned homosexuality and things like that. Mm-hmm. So I had to personally break myself away to kind of like figure out what it is, you know, where that type of stuff comes from. Mm-hmm. And like, why, you know what I'm saying? There's mm-hmm. this whole argument in the church of, is it natural or whatever, you know, like mm-hmm. that whole thing. I had to break away from that mindset of hanging around with people like that who thought that way mm-hmm. to actually figure out what was and what wasn't. So when I was finding more out about, you know, sexuality and gender and things like that, I had to like actually research and like Google things. And, you know, sometimes, you know, the Wikipedia, or not Wikipedia, the dictionary, standard definition, white, like Webster edition, isn't going to tell you everything you need to know, especially about, you know, like socio-political things right. like that. But I think if you're really genuine and you kind of even take to social media, that's kind of how I found out a lot of things.
But I guess like what I'm saying is like, but your family isn't going to like disown you because you have different religious beliefs, right? Mm. It's not like, they might. I mean, some might, may not. Like, because everybody, you know, as a parent, you're supposed to be open to whatever your
supposed
children or whatever.
Be.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, they're supposed to have their own, you know, they grow
identity.
Up in
own identity.
Yeah, you can try to say that you're Baptist or whatever, but that doesn't mean that your way is the right way, right?
Right.
So, you know, there's a lot more understanding there. Mm-hmm. But when you're talking about race and all that, like, I can imagine in, like, a white household and you're so, like, black. Yo, you ain't getting no pension. Like, it's like certain stuff that you're going to be pretty much owned by your, even when they go and date black guys or whatever, like, it's like they don't even want to own you anymore. It's like, so what do you do in that situation when you don't want your family to disown you, but you do want to support this thing that you're, you know, like,
you feel like race and stuff. You feel like white people would cast out their own family members on grounds of learning more about racism than being less into their religion or something like
not
that?
Not just learning, but
I
just...
I think it's the other way around.
Yeah.
I think not a religious just learning, household though. Will kick you out
absolutely,
way quicker.
Absolutely.
Like, if, like, I'm saying, like,
because they don't want your faith to inflict with their household. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, their household morale and beliefs.
Whereas your beliefs don't have anything to do with that household. You can believe what you want.
Yes, it does.
No, I'm saying, like, okay, so.
What type of beliefs? The religious beliefs or the beliefs regarding race?
Like, come on, y'all know what I'm saying. Like, if you grew up in a household where, not necessarily racist, but it's like you really don't support black people like that. You know what I'm saying? You're not racist, but you just don't support stuff. And then your child does. It's like, how do you?
I think it's different for race, because in general nowadays, like, even when you have like those like at home kitchen table talks about things that are racist or things mm-hmm. that you wouldn't say on the street, but it's okay because nobody's really listening. Nobody mm-hmm. black is around or whatever. Mm-hmm. I think it's different because I don't know, like, when, like, for example, if you're white and mm-hmm. your parents are racist or don't know, you know, mm-hmm. regardless of the situation,
they're racist
or have racist tendencies or whatever.
Right.
As a child, if you are trying to break away from that and learn more about black people, black culture, how mm-hmm. not to be racist, how to break away from that type of stuff, I think even when you're around those kitchen table talk situations, mm-hmm. there is like that type of morality where I feel like some parents, I mean, obviously they're going to project whatever they've learned mm-hmm. onto you, but I think also we're kind of in a time where they don't want to be looked at as, nobody wants to be called racist, mm-hmm. but some people will still be racist while trying to reject the actual title of, mm-hmm. you know, being racist. So I think it's going to be more accepted for them to listen to their kid about something like that and be like, okay, you feel like that, but when I grew up, this is how it was, but I'm not racist. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I don't think it's going to be something where they would feel like they're trying to cast out their child for that, because that's going to make them look like an asshole.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. And you think that's how, I guess you don't, it's not like you know that, but what? I don't know. I just feel like it'd be hard for, I mean, you know, I don't know, man. I just feel like if that's the way you grew up and all you grew up hearing is not on the black side, and then because you have friends that are black and you're like, well, maybe they aren't that bad or whatever, right?
Jesus Christ.
It's like, no, I'm saying, I'm sure these are conversations. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm sure this is what happens. It's mm-hmm. like, how do you then go back to some, like, parents that are set in their ways? Like, you go back and say, oh, I bought it.
What do you mean, like deliver what you've learned back to parents?
Yeah, do you think they really trying to hear that?
I mean, I don't think that's what he's asking.
No, but I'm saying, what do you do for a person like that that's want to, you know what I'm saying?
Talking about as a kid, when you be like, damn, my parents told me this whole time, and now I'm actually.
Yeah, like, how do you show that you're out here actively on the black side, but then, and your parents come back and see that? Like, what are you
doing,
son
actually,
or daughter?
That's interesting, because mm-hmm. I feel like, I forgot who said this. I definitely saw it online, but they were saying that white liberals are, it's kind of hard because they're always walking a fine line of maybe their parents or somebody in their family mm-hmm. are, they're racist, but you're on social media, you know, kind of like trying to distance yourself from that type of stuff, trying to be proactively, you know, inclusive of all cultures and minorities and things like that. Mm-hmm. But you go home and eat with these people that are still set in their ways, and you're not calling them out.
Right.
So I think another thing would be trying to, once you get enlightened or, you know, become,
and that's what I'm saying,
more aware, I think you have to call those people out when,
like,
you're at home.
Family, that's what I'm saying.
Your family members,
you
and
think
that's
that
hard.
That person's gonna go home and just try to call out their parents. Like, you're doing all this calling out on social media.
I mean, are you depending on your parents anymore? You probably don't want
to. You might be, you might be in college, right? And you might have an epiphany while you're in college and like, yo, this isn't right. Like, and then like, they paying for your college right now.
Right. So
they
that's what you're talking
about. Cut
that
shit off. Like, once you go back and like, yo, well, you know, I've been taking these classes and wada, wada, wada. Like, they're like, oh, word? Okay, well, your shit is cut off.
They must really hate black people.
That's if what that's I'm saying. I'm sure it's situations like that, though,
if
Ken.
They do some stuff like that.
That's what I'm saying, though.
If they really hate black people that much, then he should know that before he even walks into the conversation. So he shouldn't be shocked that they cut his money.
Right, so that's what I'm saying. What do you do in that situation if you don't want your money cut?
Shit, handle your business.
Then you might
first.
Just need to, you might just need to keep your mouth shut when it comes to your parents.
Right, so now you're being, keeping your mouth shut and when it comes to your parents, but you got all this to say.
Mm-hmm. Because
I mean, until you're on your own and able to, right. you know, come That's back to them and be like, works. Oh, by the way, bitch, this is pension, what I learned.
what about the pension?
What's the pension?
What is like, pension? You got
you mean like white like people have generational wealth?
Yeah, like generational wealth. Like you get that shit because I'm sure there's generational wealth, right? I so mean, you get that cut off.
How do we know that just from what he's saying?
I'm just putting it in the equation.
Yeah, but what do you tell a person like that?
We're adding an extra thing that we.
I don't think so because I think.
A pension? Like.
I'm just saying, I don't think so because I think. I don't know. I'm just throwing it out a scenario.
I don't think that could be his situation. Average white person thing that they just have this money that they're gonna just inherit. There are a lot of broke white people too that live like us. And I know. I'm just saying. I don't think that that's as common as it might seem. That there's just this money that's just,
yeah, it's just always just, sitting there.
It's just always it there for the white.
That's the narrative shit. That they've spun.
Yeah, that's a narrative that's definitely been perpetuated for years. I don't know if that's really true. Mm. But at any rate, you need to just keep your mouth shut until you can afford to live on your own.
Yep.
Basically.
Now, you can go
back to Thanksgiving dinner and tell them about themselves.
Oh, what if the parents see it though? Like, what if they like? Would you gonna say, "Oh, I didn't really mean that"?
Then you gotta face the music. At that point, it's like, what's more important? Is standing up for what you believe in and fighting for what you think is right, or is this money that you need to get to finish your education that may help you push that agenda? Mm-hmm. So
yeah, you have to weigh your options. You can't fight every single fight.
Short term and long term goals.
Yep, short term and long term. Right.
Definitely.
Good point.
Right. Because I'm sure this is a question that a lot of people run into. Because, like, I remember when I was younger, you know, faggot was heard at our house all the time. Mm-hmm. And when I started being a little bit more open to what that actually meant, which was probably in, like, eighth or ninth grade, you had to really think, like, okay, well, if I'm out here doing protests, why am I telling my mom to stop saying faggot around the house? You know, and then when you finally do have that conversation, a lot of times it's like they don't even know that that's an offensive word.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's literally what happened. Like, my mom was just like, "What do you mean?" It's like, "Well, how do you feel if someone calls you a nigger?" They had the same thing. Actually, it is. Oh. But they still, it's a little bit different. I don't want to get into that whole thing. But you have to really think, like, is this worth the battle? And if it is, then you got to just do it. And for me, it was worth the battle and it worked out fine. You know, I didn't get any money cut. But for someone that you're talking about, it might not work out the right way for him. And then you got to face the facts. You got to deal with it.
Yep.
You know, would you rather walk around being complicit to racism, or do you want to fight it and have to actually maybe put a little bit of extra work in on the side?
You know, I really think kind of what everybody is saying is that the conversations or a way to help would be to fight it within your community. When that stuff comes up, you know, be like, "Hey, man, that ain't cool." Because if you're silent, you're allowing that idea, that thought process that they've been shaped by the media and the world to continue. And the only way you can do that is to speak out against that when somebody's saying something foul and fucked up.
And that's all for this week's episode of Is the Mic Still On? We hope you had a good time listening. If you did, tell your friends and spread the word. Drop us a 5-star review on iTunes and share the show on your social media. Let us know how we're doing and tweet us your comments and concerns over at Is the Mic Still On? And if you want to hear more conversations from Dead End Hip Hop, make sure you go over to YouTube and subscribe to the channel and dive into years of content. I'm Jay Burritos, and you can catch me on the Runaway Jukebox podcast every Monday where podcasts are available. And we'll catch you next time. This has been Is the Mic Still On, starring FIFO 24/7, BZ430, KB Eng, Mike C Town, I Am Modest Media, and Sire Music. Produced by Jay Burritos of Runaway Jukebox. All original music created by BZ430.